大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神，我在今年又再一次的参加这个 NATS.
And I thank the Lord that I once again was able to come to attend the NATS here.
事实上，参加这 NATS 是从我2004年有一天，我的女儿后来告诉我说：“妈妈 ，NYTS 里面报告说会有 NATS， 那你可以去参加。”
So I started attending 2004 NATS after my daughter told me about it.
那在这几年参加的一个体验里面，就是要参加这个灵修会，事实上是有很大的征战。
Actually, it's quite a struggle in order to attend this NATS.
第一年要参加的时候就没有办法达成，因为家里有一些事情。
And because of some matters at home, I was unable to attend the first time.
那之后呢？第二年的计划的是一定要参加，所以就先决定订了机票，然后再就是按照他给我们的课程一定要去读，表示说我第一次都还没有准备好，也没有读那些课程就要去参加，那这样子一定是没有办法在一个礼拜的进修里面赶得上进度。
So the second time I planned to attend again, and I was trying to prepare everything. I read the books and everything, but the first time I wasn't prepared at all.
我们请翻开以下亚书。
Let's turn to
33:5-6.
Let's turn to Isaiah 33:5-6.
第五节。
Isaiah 33:5-6. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Verse 6. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
我们一生里面真的是有很每个人我们信的主并不是说我们就跟世人不一样，在生活上就不会遇到困苦艰难，但是因为我们有一个神，我们经常在主里面，我们就可以得到丰丰富富的恩典。那在这个困难跟艰难当中，有神的智慧来为我们去解决一切困难。
And even though we believe in the Lord, it doesn't mean we will not face or overcome difficulties in our lives. But because we have the Lord with us in our lives, so we are able to have the strength to overcome it.
所以，在这个几年里面，我们一直在体会着，因为敬畏神，神就是一直在带领我们生活，满满的丰丰盛盛的恩典。
In these few years of our lives, we are able to experience the grace, the abundant grace of God within our lives.
我记得就是在2003年的时候，那我从台湾回去探望我的婆婆，在回程的一个在以前住在 Montreal， 所以一定要在多伦多换机啊，在 Vancouver 换机。
Back in 2003, I was trying to go back to Taiwan to visit my mother-in-law, and coming back, I have to transit in Vancouver.
那个时候就想到一件事，说要常常传福音，所以我在我的那个旅行箱的随机的，就给他放了几本小手册。
And at the time, I tried to be prepared to preach any time, so I put some gospel tracts in my luggage.
就在那一次，我就碰到一个要移民到爱德华王子岛的一个小姐，
是
太太。
I met with a lady who is about to immigrate to Ottawa.
爱德华。
Princeway。
然后，这个太太就很多的问题一直要问我如何移民，然后也会问到些什么问题，但我告诉他说我的移民时间已经离你一段时间，所以 可能很多的规格，还有你移民的地点跟我不一样。
So she has a lot of questions about immigration. So I told her, we probably have different types of conditions. So the situation will be different.
然后我就在转接时间很长，要等到五个小时至六个小时，所以我就在那个时间拿起手册来，然后告诉她说，我们有一位神可以帮助你，然后就开始告诉她主耶稣怎么样救赎人，他可以。你只要用什么方式祷告，然后你开始为这个事情祷告。
And because the transit time will take about 5 to 6 hours, so I started to share the gospel tracts with her and told her there's a God that you can rely on, and I taught her how to pray.
那讲完之后，因为他的时间点跟我要转机的时间，我们误差了，时间看错了，结果我的飞机就飞走了，然后。登机就没登上。
And because our transit time or our flight time is different, and I actually miscalculated my time and I missed my flight.
那后来那个班机是最后一班，晚上十一点的，搭不上就是要等一个隔天早上才可以再回到 Montreal.
Because my flight was actually the last flight of the day, which is at 11 p.m. So if I missed it, I have to take the next day flight.
他一直跟我说对不起，对不起，很不好意思。但是感谢神，当我在那边等候的时间，那我想就是要等一个晚上嘛。但是登机门那边就一个广播啊，告诉我说，哦，现在有一个直飞蒙特利尔的，有两个位置，然后就广播我们两个人过去。所以这个我跟他传福音这个太太就马上感受，哦，那你们的神真很爱你。
So she was, she kept apologizing to me because I missed my flight. And then, but then later on when we waited, there was an announcement that there are two seats going to Montreal that's open up.
所以那一次我变成是直飞，我没有转机回转到多伦多再飞一趟三趟。那隔天刚好这个。多伦多下冰雨，所有的飞机不起飞。
So the flight actually would go to Toronto first before going to Montreal, and I met with and then we met with the hailstones during our flight.
感谢神，从这个后来这个。慕道者就一直跟进，后来他们的家族就是开始有机会接触到神，那后来其中一个孩子也得到圣灵。那所以在整个过程，我们在传福音的当中，其实不是我们自己在做，是神自己在动工。
So thank God that it was because God was abiding and helping me to preach and eventually, this lady came to our church, and even the child also received the Holy Spirit.
那我有了这一次经验以后，我就知道说，随时随地要传福音。
So after this experience, I know that I should preach anytime, anywhere.
那在这个过程里面，我就一直体验，我们所做的一切都是神在动工，不是我们自己来做。
And I also experienced that what we do is because God is working with us. It's not because of ourselves.
就开始一直思考我的婆婆还没信主。
And then I keep thinking about my mother-in-law is still not a believer yet.
哦，这是最重要的一个工作。
This is one of my important work.
然后我们就开始和我的先生，就每天为这个事情祷告。
So we.Me and my husband, we try to pray every night for this matter.
然后在每一年每一年就有一个变化，比如说我的婆婆到蒙特利尔来，两年来一次。那这样经过三次以后，她开始慢慢的一直在接触教会，回到台湾也会到教会去。
And each year, when my mother-in-law come over to Montreal, we experienced different changes each time and. Eventually, she actually went to our church in Taiwan.
但到了2008年之后，我婆婆领受了很多神的恩典，在这其中，她的生活体验已经体验到有神跟她同在，比如说她跌倒，然后怎么样摔下去，她没有受伤，或者是她生病祷告，她会体验到神帮助她。
And in 2008, she already has experienced a lot of God's grace. For example, when she fell, she would not be hurt, or when she's sick, she would pray to God and God will heal her.
她也会传福音给她的弟弟的孩子，然后一家人都来信主。
And she would preach even to her brother's kids, and they would come to believe.
但是唯有她就是不愿意再去教会，就在一次旅行之后，她就得了重病。
But afterwards, my mother-in-law stopped coming to church, and one time she had a sickness.
然后在这个过程里面，我们回去之后重新开始，就是一个机会带她来信主。然后她的病非常严重，就是她甚至要洗肾了哦，那个蛋白有试驾。
So one time when my husband and I went back to Taiwan, we were visiting her, and she's already in the condition where she has to go through dialysis.
但是在这个信主的过程里面，她是已经是她就是因为她已经没办法了，她自己失去能力了，她已经没有办法起来了，然后这个时候她才谦卑下来要信主。
And only at this time, when she's unable to do a lot of things, and because of the illness, that she humbled herself and wanted to come to believe.
这是又是再一次，我们一个人要信主，是神要拣选他。那我们当时在 Montreal 不能完全回到台湾去，但是神就安排一个外劳来照顾他。
So because we're in Montreal, we were unable to always go to Taiwan to take care of her. So God arranged a foreigner to care for her.
然后这个过程是有一段一段的过程，但是今天我要强调的是说，这个外劳他因为想要我婆婆快点好，所以他也跟着信主，就是很认真的祷告，然后他得到非常非常多的体验。
And even this foreigner wanted my mother-in-law to get well soon. So she come to believe herself, and then hope to help my mother-in-law to believe.
然后这个外劳他在照顾的过程里面，就比如说他要怎么样认识神，神是直接让他。他说：“耶稣怎么那么厉害？他去教会聚会祷告完就那么快好。”
So this foreigner, the maid, she experienced that God healed her because she prayed to God, and so she experienced wonderful grace of God.
比如说，他说主耶稣那么厉害，那我说你就翻开，他说主耶稣是谁？那他第一个体验就是他翻开马太马可这篇四福音，我说你就读这里就会可以认识耶稣。结果耶稣我在讲的过程里面，因为他一点点的英文，一点点的中文不是很了解。
So she was experiencing the greatness and the power of God, and she was asking who is this God, and then I tried to explain to her and ask her to readMatthew and Mark and all the gospel books, so she can understand better.
然后有一天晚上，主耶稣就让她在电灯都关掉的时候，我的婆婆在休息，然后她就看到圣经里面，就像演电影把主耶稣的事情在这个圣经里面这样子演完了，然后她就打电话给我，告诉我说她知道耶稣是谁了。主耶稣借着这个事。圣经这个他没有欢完，他就是这样演一个一出主耶稣的事迹给他看，他认识耶稣了。
And there was one night then when all the lights are out, and she suddenly saw like a drama or a movie showing the life of Jesus. And after seeing or watching the the show or the movie or drama, she called me up and said, I know who Jesus is now.
之后呢，她就有那个信心来照顾我婆婆，然后也我们在常常在每一天的祷告当中，她也跟着我们祷告啊，直到我婆婆受洗。
So she's having a lot of faith and to pray for my mother-in-law, and she even came to be baptized.
当我婆婆受洗之后，她开始状况好了，她也不想去聚会了。但是外老非常想去聚会。
So after my mother-in-law is getting better, she wouldn't want to come to church anymore. But this foreign maid, she actually still wanted to come to church.
啊，然后这个外老，这个小女孩就约我说，那我跟你一起禁止祷告，然后让阿嬷可以去教会。
And this maid even asked me to pray in fasting together so that my mother-in-law can come to believe.
禁止到第四天，刚好星期四，然后在她中午睡午觉的时候，就三位穿那个白衣服发亮的，然后走到她的前面，她刚好在睡觉，就睡午觉，然后直接就告诉他说：“我们是来帮助你的。”按手在他的头上说：“哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。”
And on the fourth day of fasting, while she was taking a nap, she saw three men wearing white robes and coming to her, and then laying hands on her and saying "Hallelujah," and said, "We are going to help you."
然后他以为是台中教会的信徒来访问了，所以就赶快起来。哎，一看都没有人。
So she thought that there were some believers from Taichung Church, but when she woke up, there were nobody.
当她躺下去又在睡觉的时候，第二幕一样，同样的情形又发生。
So when she went back to take a nap, she saw the same thing again.
哦，她知道不一样了，她就开始赶快告诉我的婆婆说。So、这个整个景象，我婆婆赶快起来，就说：“哦，主耶稣来找我们，我不可以不去教会。”
So she told my mother-in-law about this thing that happened to her, and then my mother-in-law said, "Yeah, maybe I have to go to church."
感谢神，就是这样子一步一步的带领，然后我的婆婆一直到现在，虽然这个中间有很多的她一下子就是会有很多的逼迫啦，或是阻挡啦，但是这个起伏就是不定的，在一直在他的生活里面。
So even though God is guiding us step by step, there has been obstruction, obstacles, and ups and downs, but it's been going on like that.
然后后来我这个外劳也得到圣灵。
And after that, the foreign maid has received the Holy Spirit.
但是非常可惜，后来他。在我婆婆状况越来越好的时候，她开始，没有根基的状况下，她又开始慢慢的就又离开神，又也不想去认真祷告。
But unfortunately, after my mother-in-law is getting better and better, and she, started to, not coming to church because of a not very strong basis.
我在这个过程里面，我们。可以有很大的警示，就是说我们所有在座的，或者我们信主很多人都得到很多的恩典，很多的体验，然后也得到圣灵。
And from this event, I have experienced that even though some people come to believe and they have received a lot of grace from God,
但是当我们稍微一不小心，稍微没有警醒，我们也很容易就像这个小女孩一样。虽然得到那么多的恩典，但是他终究还是没有办法在神的恩典里面。
But if we're not alert or if we're not careful, even though we have received so much grace from God, we can fall just like this maid servant.
哦，这个就是我们在生命里面，我们真的是人都非常软弱。
So we can see that we as humans, we are always weak in our lives.
然后，我的先生是长期以来就是。有一个病在一直让他会晚上睡不着觉啦，或是会有很多痛苦的事情。
And my husband has actually also suffered from an illness where he would have insomnia and other sufferings.
然后在我一次的每一次的这个参加这个讲习会以后，我们就开始有更多的机会去明白神的旨意。
But after we have attended the NATS and the other seminars, we started to understand the will of God.
然后就多一点的读经，多一点的祷告，然后遇到痛苦的时候就觉得说这就是要忍耐。
So we spend more time Bible reading and to pray, and when we encounter difficulties, we learn how to be patient.
当我们在多一层的祷告的时候，神的灯亮光，神就像探照灯，探到我们心底里面隐而未现的过犯。
And when we pray more, we can actually experience God's light shining into our hearts and to the bottom of our hearts and reveal our sins.
好，唯有神的智慧可以让我们去明白。
And only God's wisdom can let us understand.
啊，有一年特别这个主题就是在讲到说神是祭血的神。祭血
。There was one time the theme of the seminar was that God is a jealous God.
然后我们在参加的当中有很多人有很多的体验，就是比如说在生活上，什么是祭血？把神的地位看得人喜好的事情，喜好的人物，然后看得比神还重。
So among the attendees, a lot of people experience something like what does it mean by jealous God, and that how they view other people as more important than God.
那我们在那个时候就想到说，我们一定要祷告，是到底我们哪个地方是不对，然后不得神的喜悦。
So we think that we should pray and ask God to help us understand what we have done that is not pleasing to God.
那参加完结束的第一个月，啊，有一天我就看到一个报纸上面写了一个放了一个雕塑。
After attending the NATS one time, we saw an image, a carved image in the newspaper.
啊，这个雕塑上面是一个，就是一个帮日本天皇雕塑的一个叫黄土水的一个作者死了。
Okay, it was carved by a famous artist in Japan.
然后他的雕塑的作品里面有一个是雕塑叫做释迦出山前的一个小女孩的雕塑。
And it includes one of the image, which is a girl, who is related to Was it Gautama?
就是一个雕塑像，然后那个雕塑摆在眼前的时候，我们结果这个东西是在我们家有。
And I found out that we actually have this image at our house.
然后这个东西是摆在我先生睡觉的床头一个床头柜上面。
And it was placed on one of the cabinet beside my husband's bed.
啊，这个东西是因为在台湾有人。因为他经济不好，他需要一个医药费，然后拿来给我先生说这个卖给你。
And we obtained this image because someone was financially in difficulty, so he sold it to us.
那这个东西这样看是看不出来他是什么人物。
So if you're just looking at it, you don't know what it is.
但是神要引导我们去明白事情的时候，就是这么清楚的写得非常清楚，他就是一个。偶像的一个年轻的时候的一个雕像。
So when God is guiding us, He's actually showing us clearly what this image is. It's actually an idol that's related to Gautama.
所以我们明白了之后，我和我先生两个就决定说，一定要把这个雕像给它扔掉。
So after we realized this, so me and my husband, we decided that we have to throw it away.
哦，当时他说这个作家只有三个，一个在哪里，一个在哪里？那我们是其中一个。
So at the time there were three artists who carved this, and one of them is around our area.
那个天已经下雪了，我们两个人就开着车子，然后就把那个雕像就丢到一个那个湖里面去。
So even though it's snowing, we just drove our car and threw it away in the lake.
当时我们想，不管拿到哪里去，一定会有人在拜他。
And we thought that no matter where we put it or throw it away, there will be someone else worshiping it.
那我们不能陷在最终，所以当这个雕像丢掉以后，我先生整个头再也不痛了。
So after we threw it away, my husband no longer experience headaches.
但这个是一个起头，开始我们就开始思考，我们也一定要祷告，我们心中有什么事情是神不喜悦的，那就很奇妙的，一的慢慢慢慢一项一项去找出来。
So this is just a starting point, and we know that we need to pray and ask God to show us what we are.Displeasing to him, so slowly, one by one, God will show it manifest to us.
我们在我们的生活里面，一定大家都很多宝，但是我们一定要去找出这些东西，哪些是跟形象，像圣经写的，只要有形有像，是跟这个偶像有关系的，即使是一张纸、一个照片，都要去把它扔掉。
We may have a lot of treasures within our keepsake, and we have to find out whether it's even an image or even a photo. We have to make sure that it's not any image that is an idol.
啊，我们请看诗篇十六章十一节。
Let's turn to Psalms 16, verse 11.Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
我们的生命里面的道路真的是要祈求神指示我们，我们在我们的生活就会有满足的喜乐。
So we have to ask God to show us the path of life, and so that we can experience fullness of joy.
当然，还有非常多的体验，但是今天这个时间很短，所以我就简单讲两个。那我们再请翻开诗篇二十六篇八节。
So even though I have a lot more experiences or testimonies, but it's a short time today, so let's turn also to.Psalm 36, Psalm 36, verse 8. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. Verse 9.For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Verse 10, Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart.
我们的生活，我们的信仰，事实上就是需要一直在神的殿中。
And our life of faith should remain in the temple of God.
我们才可以喝到生命的水。
So that we can actually drink from the river of life.
那神的光，我们让我们可以见到他。
And so that we can also see the light of God.
那他的慈爱也会经常与我们同在。
And his mercy and love will be with us forever.
要把握我们每一天的聚会，每一天的敬拜。
We need to take hold of our everyday worship.
我们最后看，请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's finally turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十章二十二节。
Sorry, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience of, and our bodies washed with pure water. 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
在这个末日的 日子，那个日子快来到，我们生活中有很多很多的事情会引诱我们。
In this end time, we know that there's a lot of things that is enticing us.
啊，我们非常的感谢神拣选了我们。
And we thank God that He has chosen us.
啊，已经洗去了我们的原罪。
And He has washed away our original sin.
所以我们要经常存着一个诚实的心。
So we have to keep a faithful heart.
对人对神。
Towards God and towards man.
在我们生活中的困难，用充足的信心
，so we can have full assurance of faith，
啊，到神面前祈求
，and to come before God to pray，
啊，也坚守，要坚守我们所承认的指望，这是我们在当初所得到的，从哪里得到的力量
，and let us hold fast the confession of our hope，
永生神的家在哪里
，and we need to know where the， the everlasting home of God.
在哪里有真理
Where there is truth.
在那里的根基要把握住
We have to hold fast to the foundation.
让我们在信仰的旅程中一直可以到永生神的家
So in our faith, our life of faith, we can finally go to the heavenly home.
见证到此
My testimony ends here.
也希望就是说我们有机会立下志向然后去参加 NATS
and I hope that everyone can make a resolution and determination to attend NATS
几乎每一个去参加的人都是很不容易去的
almost everyone who tries to attend meeting with some obstacles
所经历的也有得癌症的也有带个婆婆来的
Even some experience having cancer, and some brought their mother-in-law.
但是在这个过程里面，我们都是从他们身上学习很多。
But we can learn so much from their experiences.
信心的考验。
From their faith and training.
那之后呢？也因为这样子，大家在灵里面交通，又在全世界各地有很多的朋友会互相的。关怀
and everyone from all over the world try to care for another.
希望我们立下志向，然后定出一个时间表，然后参加这个灵修会。
So I hope everyone can try to plan for the next NATS.
这是极其宝贵的一个经验。
It is a very good and precious experience.
见证到此，愿一切荣耀归天上的真神。
May all glory and praises to the name of God.